He sat in the game and they screamed at him, faces all over screaming. He gazed down.
You know what he is? A kissy-facey!
One shriller voice made him peer up. Among the awful screaming distortions, one Chinese girl howling.
You're a kissy-facey! That's what you are!
Can you fuck yourself? Can you fuck yourself?
The others chanted at him, curled up in a circle on the floor. The executive director in red bell-bottoms and pink slippers smiled. Glittery little broken eyes, like a spook's, rocking back and forth, his spindly legs tucked under him without a pillow.
Let's see you fuck yourself!
The executive director seemed to enjoy it when his eyes saw something break. His eyes glinted and filled with mirth. Like a dramatic stage queer from some old court draped in flare, colorful, he peeped around and enjoyed. And then from time to time, his voice warbled out, grating and monotonous, like a metal noise, a scraping mechanical hinge.
The kissy facey!
The Chinese girl howled at him. Beside her, another girl flapped her arms and bulged her cheeks, plop, plop.
Here!
The Chinese girl howled, swiveled around to jut her rump at him, pointing to it and howling at him.
Kiss my ass then, kissy facey! He wants to kiss people! Kiss this, kissy facey!
Let's see you fuck yourself,
the family chanted.
Jack yourself off, kissy facey!
He shut his eyes, but his ears still heard.
You pimp,
the executive director said slowly to him, monotonously.
You fuck. You dong. You shit. You turd prick. You on and on.
His ears still brought in sounds, but they blended. He glanced up once when he made out Mike's voice, audibly during a lull. Mike sat gazing at him impassively, a little reddened, his neck swollen in the too tight collar of his dress shirt.
Bruce, Mike said, what's the matter? What brought you here? What do you want to tell us? Can you tell us anything about yourself at all?
Pimp!
George screamed, bouncing up and down like a rubber ball.
What were you, pimp?
The Chinese girl leaped up, shrieking.
Tell us! You cock-sucking fairy whore pimp, you ass-kisser, you fuck.
He said, I am an eye. You turd prick, the executive director said. You weakling, you puke, you suck off, you snatch.
He heard nothing now, and forgot the meaning of the words, and finally, the words themselves. Only, he sensed Mike watching him, watching and listening, hearing nothing. He did not know. He did not recall. He felt little. He felt bad. He wanted to leave. The vacuum in him grew, and he was actually a little glad.